You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, my name is Tanya Pinkins. Welcome back to part two of my conversation with Nick Walker and Paul Oakley Stovall on You Can't Say That on the Broadway Podcast Network.
Is America the virus, though?
I'm so glad you said it.
Like, the way that you just described that is like,
humans.
It's going to leech. Humans are, okay, you think humans are. That makes me sad, though, because that makes me feel like, well, then end it, world, Mother Earth, end us. Because if we are really and truly, like, I think we're capable of being a virus, but like, are we really, like, essentially that's what we are? We, like, feed off of a thing and we consume and we, you know, like...
Parasite. We're not a virus. We're a parasite.
Go ahead, Nick. I just want to say,
here's the thing. She will. Like, yep. That's what we're trying to say. I think that we are whatever we want to be. Right. I think, I truly do. And that is I go back to that idealism, but I really, that's the thing that keeps me going is, like, I know that day to day, I try to make the choices that serve my community, serve my family, don't hurt anybody, don't hurt myself. That's what I try to do, right? Mm-hmm. And that's me. But if everybody's trying to do that, we can make a collective choice. That mm-hmm. said, if we keep effing around, she's gonna like that's I think the thing that boggles my mind because I go back to the arrogance of people in certain strata of our society for. The earth will actually be fine. The earth's going to be here. Like until the sun, like even when the sun comes close and burns us all up, the earth will actually exist. It will, unless one day it explodes from the core, it will exist. We might not be here, but the earth will be here. Do you know what I mean? And like, that's, I think, the thing that certain amount of money buys you ignorance from because you're not thinking about the long term. You're thinking about getting yours today. And that's to Tanya's point. That's the problem with capitalism, is because capitalism inherently takes away your cognizance and mindfulness of the communal need, and that's what we need more of is recognition of the communal. Because I will even go further, and I will say that half of these people who are voting for Trump are not. The debate over whether you can support him and not call yourself a racist is, I'm not even going to get into that. But I will say, do they actively think of racist things? Maybe, maybe not. But what I'm sure they're actively thinking of is, my life sucks. I need it better now. And I don't care who I have to step on to get there. That's what I know. Go ahead.
There was an opinion piece in the Times this week, and it was a woman in New York. She's a gay woman. And she talked about how if she had to admit that, she was anonymous in this article, if she had to admit that she was voting for 45, it would be like coming out again. And what she said is, I don't care about Afghanistan or the Middle East. I care about having a job and having health care and my pension. And my pension has jumped double digits in the last 4 years. And she said, lawlessness has come to my neighborhood. And lawlessness for her was that there was a homeless encampment on her block now. where, you know, she said there's a man who wears a diaper. And I thought, that's lawlessness. Wow. Okay.
No, that's a mental health issue and he probably needs some help. Like, it's not the same thing at all.
So, you know, this me thing, I don't know. It's like, you can't live all by yourself. We all need a whole lot of other
people. We want it too. And I think that's actually, I mean, that is essentially the Republican strategy, is to make it like, this is the cool club, right? And you want to be a part of the cool club. It's about emotion. It's not about the logic of it. It's like, because I'm sorry, it would be very easy. Actually, not as easy as I thought, because I watched The Social Dilemma, and apparently it's actually really difficult if you've been searching in one way to find anything on Google or anywhere else, because they are, again, trying to just indiscriminately just, we want you to look at the things that you want to look at, and we don't want you to be able to see anything else, because those are the things that make you click away. And anyway, but I'm like, how do we bridge that gap, like, how do we, I'm just like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah. But that's why I say one battle at a time.
One battle, right.
Because I'm literally, y'all, I'm so sorry that I keep referencing these TV shows, but that's like what my life is right now. It's like West Wing, Battlestar Galactica.
I don't think you're alone in that.
Absolutely. And I one of the things that I've enjoyed seeing as I go back through my Battlestar Galactica rewatch has been like truly watching these people, right? Because like, this show came out right after 9/11, right when everybody was still feeling, we're in that post 9/11 feeling of like hopelessness, and we have to rebuild something. And you see this journey that goes over four seasons, and like, they, even when they say that, like, their whole point is to get back to Earth. They get to like midway through season four and they're like, we found Earth, and they get to Earth and Earth is a nuclear blasted wasteland that's not livable. Like, they've been traveling for 4 years to get back home, and now they're home and it's terrible and they still have to keep going. And like, so much of what they're dealing with at this point is the overwhelm of like, it's just been an onslaught of just disappointment. And I think that the thing that I've, you know, that you see in this story and that you see in so many stories is that like, yeah, when you look at the whole thing, you get overwhelmed. But A, another lie they'll tell you is that it's not okay to take a break. Like, does anybody follow the Nap Ministry?
Just about to say Nap Ministry. Bruh.
Let's
100%. What's that? Where's that?
Because
on Instagram.
Oh my God.
Nap.
NAP. Because the idea of rest. That's a lie. That's another capitalism lie, that we can't rest. Everybody else has figured out the work week. We are the only ones ain't figured out a proper work week. Do you know what I mean?
That's true.
We can sleep. We should sleep because we are in active trauma. What does our body need? What does our family need? What does our soul need? Those are the questions that we have to ask. And especially because our country is not going to ask them for us. We got to ask. And so I'm not being prescriptive to anyone, but I am saying, like, of course you're overwhelmed. I affirm your overwhelmedness, because I'm overwhelmed, but like, that's why I try to get everything out. I'm not watching the debate. I'm not watching the noise. I'm just looking for the facts. I'm doing one little thing every day. And that at least keeps me going. That's all I got.
Let me ask the group, answer one at a time or. Whoever just
all at one
arms
all
in all
cacophony.
What kind of actual, and I'm just curious, what kind of actual thought and plan have you made, if any, if shit goes after the election? Because it doesn't matter who wins, it could pop off. Like, have you taken yourself to the extreme and said, okay, the extreme probably won't happen, but in the case of the extreme, I have a plan? Or are you kind of like, you know what? I can't think about it.
Well, as a personal discipline for me, I like to walk the knife's edge of the best and the worst possible thing. That's just my daily discipline.
Yep.
What's the worst possible thing and how do I survive it? So that's just how I live in everything I do. And it's a radical thing, because people don't know how to be with me when I'm like, practicing, you know, the thing I want most may not happen. You know, it's been a much longer process for me of post-production on this movie, which meant I made a discipline of practicing. You know what? It may never come out. That's just to me part of being human, is knowing I actually don't have any control. But if I'm committed to staying on the planet, I got to be able to manage whatever happens. So I make it sometimes I just take time, like they talk about the napping. Sometimes I take time to grieve if my dreams don't happen. How am I going to keep going? That's my discipline. So I'm always in a place of preparing for many eventualities.
Mm-hmm. In specificity, do you have like, you know, a preparation of like, I have a bag with batteries and blah, 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 yeah, blah, blah, blah.
I do.
Yeah.
I have a go bag. I have a survival kit. You know, I was saying before we started that, I had a tarot card reader who said, Camelia Elias, which she'll be on my podcast in a couple of weeks. And she said, you'll be able to get back in the country, but you won't be able to leave after. And she said she wasn't certain if that would be a decision I made or would be an immigration issue. We're coming into fall. We, you know, should expect that there's going to be a huge spike in COVID cases in the fall. So probably the rest of the world is just not going to let U.S. nationals in during this period where the cases are spreading and rising.
And if we don't get a different president in November, then we will not have a different response to COVID. Mm-hmm. Or so it seems, as the behavior has shown us. And that will continue on for much longer than it would ever need to. And we will definitely be trapped.
Mm-hmm. I want to say something. I tried to figure out how to put this up for everybody to see, but it only turned backwards. So someone posted, it was actually D.L. Hughley posted this Instagram mm-hmm. thing from someone supposedly named John Camo. And it says it was dated 9/18/20, 3:51 a.m. And it says Trump's October surprise will be the announcement of his infection, fake, but quite dramatic. This twist will blow Biden off the screen. The Trump COVID watch dominating every minute of every day. Then 14 days later, Trump will emerge 100% cured by hydroxychloroquine. Now, I went and looked for this person, and I just finished watching Agents of Chaos and The Social Dilemma, and you know, trying to find the person who posted this. They don't exist on Insta or Twitter. So even this post seems to have been something that someone faked to post as if it had been predicted.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, I
mistrust anything and anyone that I haven't, you know, I don't know them personally. I'm not sharing it anymore because that Agents of Anarchy or Agents of Chaos really got me going like, whoa, the machine is huge.
Deep.
Yeah.
Deep.
I mean, and that's exhausting. Mistrust, like not knowing who you can trust or where you can look, like, and having to do the extra digging that's necessary to like, oh, I have to go and try and find this person to just verify whether he exists or not. Like, that's so exhausting. That just like adds to the fact that we all need more naps.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So I want to open it up. And if anybody has any questions, I want to open it up because we've got about 15 minutes left in our session. And this is
you guys are so amazing. So thank you for being here. So does anyone have any questions? Are we going to do like a raise hand thing maybe? Oh.
Yeah, there's one.
Yes. You don't have a name, but.
Ethan. I know Ethan.
Ethan, okay.
Did you have a question?
Did you have a question, Ethan?
Hello. Hi. My question to you is because this is a very interesting conversation to have with people, you know, because you live here at Live, essentially, you know, especially with people who you normally, you know, I know each one of you individually from your work and also from Bridge to Broadway. But in the middle of all this, you've kind of mentioned it before, like before when you were talking about like, do you think about it? Do you not think about it? How do you personally keep yourself sane?
The struggle is real. The struggle is so, I'm just going to say the struggle is real. Like it's not, I don't know about for anyone else, but I can just jump in and say, it is an everyday thing. It is not, I have not found the magic bullet that says, oh, I got this. And then, because the thing about 2020, especially, look, we haven't even touched our industry, y'all. Our industry, like the thing that we were making money off of said, boop. Do you know what I mean? Like everything, our world that we knew as artists. And I'm not even just talking about theater. Film, TV, because even they trying to come back. But if you don't do the bubble, then somebody's going to get it, and that productions are shutting down. You mean everybody is having to navigate something new? So it is. I think that we have to make space for ourselves to just understand that, like we are. I know we are mourning, but I just say it again: active trauma, a trauma that is every day, no matter what you look like, no matter where you come from, something is hitting you. And I just make space for you. And I say that, like, yo, for me, just at least recognizing that and treating myself a little better. Everybody jokes about like the COVID-19, but you know, the pounds that you're going to put on, whatever.
Yeah, I don't put the COVID-19 pounds on.
And here's the thing, good for you. Because why shouldn't we be treating ourselves a little better right now? Why shouldn't we get that? You know, I'm not saying eat pizza every day, but I'm saying like when you're like, yo, this day has been hard. I just need something that's going to put my soul right. I'm going to go down. I'm going to get that Thai food downstairs and it's going to taste good. Do you know what I mean? And there's actually nothing wrong with that. And I think that we just have to make more space for ourselves as human beings to do those things that give us joy, because joy is so rare right now. It's just so, you know what I mean? Like, so we got to find it and we got to forge it and we got to protect it. So I didn't mean to cut you off, but I understand completely what you're saying. Completely what you're saying. That's
Ethan,
all.
Ethan, the restlessness that I feel inside of your body, it makes me think about the fact that our culture has sold us this idea that people who are smart or successful are cool and they know the answers. And what I know to be true is people who are the most successful have failed more than anyone else. And I often think about ninjas, and we think, wow, ninjas are so fierce and they battle so hard. But the reality of a ninja is that a ninja has taught themselves to be uncomfortable, to be comfortable with pain. I'm going to take a cut. I'm going to take a shot. I'm going to take a blow, and I'm going to keep moving, keep following my intention. And so in the way that I have a discipline of allowing myself to experience all of my worst possible nightmares as the way of strengthening myself, there's an invitation for you in this moment to find community where you can be uncomfortable, where you can be in this awkwardness and no one's going to try to make it better or tell you it's going to be okay or fix it, because nobody knows. And we need spaces now where we can be in this place of awkward, uncomfortable grieving, because we do not know when it's going to end. And it makes you crazy for someone to tell you that they do. That's what makes me insane when people are telling me some shit that they actually cannot guarantee. I can be with it. We don't know. I can be with, I don't know, that there's no answer. I can live in mystery. Telling me something that you do not know, that's gaslighting. That's where my crazy goes. So that's my thought.
My answer on sanity is to redefine what sanity means to you, to work on what does that mean to be stay sane? What have you been told that sanity is? Sanity is someone who acts normal. Like what? So I would take some time to think about what sanity means to you and let the voices in. I was just talking to somebody today about, oh, it's getting hard. I've been doing great, but now it's getting hard to keep the voices at bay. And they were like, well, why are you keeping the voices at bay? Obviously, they're trying to speak to you. So maybe let the voices in and think about what Tanya said about that tribe that raises the young boy in the cave in the dark in silence. And maybe, you know, take some meditation, some silence time. It might lead to nap time. So be in the dark, close your eyes, stay awake, but close your eyes. And if you fall into a nap, great. But being in the darkness, there's so many implications of dark. People get so scared because it's dark. But the dark, you know, there's not, you know, you like the ninja, begin to embrace not knowing, like Batman in the cave, like begin to embrace that the dark is not there to hurt you. We're all learning a big lesson. So I would start with don't let anybody tell you what sane is. We're all dealing with that.
I love that.
Okay.
Yeah. I just want to piggyback off of what Tanya said sort of at the beginning. You were like, you know, focus on your intention. And living intentionally is something that I feel like I've been working on over, you know, many years. As someone who experienced a lot of trauma in my younger years, it became all about survival, which is what I think this American system is trying to create for a lot of us. It's just survival mode. And when you're in survival mode, your Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you're down here, you can't get to the other things. If this rung isn't being met, you can't get to the next ones, right? But as I heal, as I do inner work, as I, you know, just grow as a person and mature, I am learning that the thing that does give me any bit of hope or feel like, okay, there's got to be something greater or bigger or whatever. It's purpose, it's intention, it's setting something or saying like, this is important to me. I'm passionate about this. I'm prioritizing this, which is also what Nick says. Like, you can't fight every battle. So you gotta pick. You gotta say, okay, I'm picking this. And even if people are like, well, don't you care about this? It's like, yeah, oh, I do care. And also I'm a finite human for now or whatever. That's my experience of me. And so this is what I have to offer and that is okay. And if everybody prioritized and picked one thing and went gung ho for it, I think we would make a lot more progress than we're making trying to throw our stones everywhere because we're inundated with, well, you could help this charity and you could do this thing and you could do that thing and you could do this thing. And you could do all these things for yourself also. And like, you know, whatever, you have all these options, right? We have so many options now. And it's cool to know all this information, but not being able to prioritize and set an intention, like just especially in my career, a lot of times when I do things and I'm like, it's not my favorite, right? It's just not my favorite. New jobs come up all the time. I'm going in for it. It maybe isn't the worst thing or whatever, but it's not my favorite. But I think about it and I go, you know what? Does this serve my greater purpose of helping people through storytelling, representing women of color in a positive light? You know, my purpose is for being an actor or being a performer. And so like, what is your purpose for being a person on this earth? And you don't have to know it right this moment. I think you can sit in the dark for a little while and the unknown and figure it out, you know, or just be searching. And I think that that's okay. But yeah, I think having something, you're like, I want this in my life and for the world or whatever, that intention or purpose is really helpful. Thank you. That was a great question. Do we have any other questions? I think we'll just try one more and then I think we'll wrap it up. Are we good? Oh, okay. Christy?
I didn't really have a question, but just kind of a building on everything and maybe a response to Sierra's question earlier about, well, I guess everybody's question about how do we get other people to notice and to make to understand that things are actually happening and that they are a part of it and they are the people in positions to make those changes. Mm-hmm. And I think it goes back to the being othered they have othered so many people that they don't see that as part of their world anymore. So they're removed from it and it doesn't affect them. And I think it really, I'm not going to say relies on people that are like me, but people like me are in a very good position to be that bridge, to go into spaces where a lot of other people may be ignored or not listened to. And so one of the things, and again, working on yourself, you have to do the internal, you know, I did a whole like 10-year journey unlearning all the things that I learned as a kid. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I try to do and be intentional about when I am in spaces is I don't make a safe space for them. So if something is wrong or if something, you know, the little jokes and, oh, they're just kidding and that's just how they are, I let them know that's not funny. I don't think it's funny. And there are places where I might not feel safe in just coming out right and being like, you know, I want to battle. Because there's a lot of times when it's not time to battle, right? But I found really useful is to just look at them and stare. And they're like, well, don't you think it's funny? And I'm like, no, I don't think it's funny.
Yo!
Yo!
But how, I mean, that's such a simple thing is to just look at them and stare and not give them the reaction they were looking for. And it puts them enough off guard that if nothing else, if it doesn't open a dialogue, it at least lets them know you should think about what you're saying. You should think about your audience. And so that's one of the things
my mother used to say, like when you stare at somebody like that, she's like, and you know, whoever speaks next loses. You just,
I like this game.
That's a lot of bravery. Very few people are even able to look in anybody's eyes. That's great courage there. That's incredible courage. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Like I said, I did a whole lot of internal stuff to be able to even get there, but it's one of those things that I really felt, hey, I can do this. This is something I can do even when I'm not comfortable.
But the fact that you recognize the work that it takes to get there is such a huge thing and speaks so, you know, benevolently of your character, because again, a 10-year journey, that's a journey that a lot of people are like, no, F 10 years, I'm out. You mean like you
10 minutes, they're out.
Exactly. So that
10 seconds
just for you to even get there, I think is just so huge. So that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
100%. Well, that is a lovely note for us all to end this conversation on, even though I'm very sad too. It's been a pleasure to have you, Paul and Nick, and obviously, Tanya, thank you so much for being a part of creating this space, and Marissa as well. It's been lovely hearing from you guys and just talking about these uncomfortable, you know, having these confrontations. We're going to be doing more of these just about every Saturday. Over the next couple of weeks, we might even extend past November 3rd. We'll see what happens and how we're feeling. But I do think that, you know, hopefully these conversations inspire you all in some way, either to dig deeper in yourselves or maybe just to stare at someone or have a conversation that might be a little bit uncomfortable. And we hope that you'll keep coming back and tell your friends. This is a safe space for us all to journey into confrontation. So thank you all again, and we hope to see you next time.
Thanks, Sierra. Thanks, Marissa.
Thank you,
everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.